SRN News, I'm John Scott. During a congressional hearing, the special counsel in President Biden's classified documents case came under fire from both Democrats and Republicans. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Democrats accused special counsel Robert Hur of disparaging the president by questioning Joe Biden's age and mental competence.
My assessment in the report about the relevance of the president's memory was necessary and accurate and fair.
And he responded to Republican complaints of a double standard, that the president faces no criminal charges while Donald Trump does.
Partisan politics had nothing to do with the work that I did or the report that I wrote or the decision that I reached.
Hur stood steadfastly by his 345-page report. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, consumer prices in the United States picked up last month. Prices rose 0.4% from January to February. That's a pickup from the previous month's figure of 0.3%. Gus Fauché, chief economist of PNC Financial Services Group, says the Federal Reserve, which meets next week, needs better inflation numbers before rate cuts start.
They're concerned that inflation is still running a little too hot. I also think it makes it less likely that the Fed will be cutting rates when they meet in May. That being said, we do see inflation continuing to slow, and I would expect by the middle of this year, the Fed will feel comfortable starting to cut interest rates slowly, but they will be moving down.
Economist Gus Fauché. President Biden and Donald Trump don't face any significant opposition in today's primary contest across Georgia, Washington State, Mississippi, and Hawaii. The two hope to clinch their party's presidential nominations with victories. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 268 points and the NASDAQ adding 236. This is SRN News. As American pastors grapple with criticism from the political left in our country, author, educator, and advocate for Christian apologetics Alex McFarland says the term Christian nationalist is being casually thrown around in an attempt to silence religious leaders. McFarland urges Christians to be strong and to speak out against attempts to muzzle them from speaking scriptural truth.
See, here's the thing. I'm a Christian and I care about America. According to Rob Reiner and James Carville, that makes me a bad guy. James Carville was on television with Bill Maher and he said Christians are a bigger threat to America than Al-Qaeda. I mean, that's not even rational. If caring about the future of the United States makes me a bad guy, then I guess I'm a bad guy. But am I a Christian and do I care about our nation? You bet. And I pray for this country every day.
Alex McFarland currently serves as director of the Christian Worldview Center located in Greenville, South Carolina. This is SRN News. A man visiting the Florida Everglades bitten by a crocodile as he attempted to swim to shore when he fell off his boat.
A 68-year-old man whose sailboat capsized while he was visiting the Florida Everglades fell off the boat and tried to swim to shore, but witnesses saw him go under the water. A crocodile found him and bit him, say officials. Park rangers arrived and treated a cut on the man's leg. He was taken to a hospital in stable condition. This happened Sunday afternoon at the Flamingo Marina in Everglades National Park. The Everglades is one of the largest wetlands in the world. I'm Rita Foley.
The nation's top public health agency expanding a program that tests international travelers for COVID and other infectious diseases. Chicago's O'Hare and Miami will be added. The CDC currently operates the program at 6 U.S. airports, asking passengers from international flights to agree to nose swabs. More details at SRNNews.com.